for this time that we come in your presence. We thank you so much for song. We thank you so much for indwelling us. We thank you that when you went away, you said, I'm going to send another one of the same kind, the Holy Spirit, who now dwells in our hearts. We thank you for that. Holy Spirit, thank you for being in this place. Thank you for filling the room. Thank you for filling each of us. Now, Lord, I pray, we pray together that you attend upon your word this morning. In Jesus' glorious, wonderful name, amen. I'm in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. I desire to stay there, but I... But I think I'll wander here and there, as you know. But we're talking today about God's love. God loves you. God loves me. For God so loved the world. John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why he sent his Son. But let's look at some of the particulars. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. In some of your versions, it says, beloved. In the version on the screen, it says, dear friends, which means divinely loved ones or beloved ones, comma, loved by God, from the Fuller translation in the Greek. Beloved ones, loved by God. Dear friends, you are loved by God. He's addressing this to an immediate audience, yes, but also to the extended audience of which we are a part. Let us love one another. And that is in a construction in the original language, which means let us habitually love one another. Let us habitually love one another. Not just, you know, I love for a while, then I'm going to take a break for 90 days because that was exhausting to be with Tilly. Tilly's something else, man. You got to get ready for Tilly. No, it's habitual. One love after another love after another love till you just die of loving. Because that's what your Savior did. But that's what it means in the original language. Habitually love. Habitually love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God. That is, everyone who habitually loves has been born of God. Everyone who habitually loves has been born of God. Now again, when I share these kinds of scriptures, there's got to be some of you sitting here thinking, well, that's not me. That's not how I love. I'm like that guy that has to rest for 90 days. The beauty of this is time for us to regather ourselves, to readjust ourselves to the scripture. The reason I come to church, the reason I hope you come to church, is to get back in adjustment with the word of God if you find yourself out of adjustment to it. But that again says, everyone who loves has been born of God or begotten of God. And that's referring to a past action, a past completed action, which has the present result that you are a child of God, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a permanent condition. There's no antibiotic for it. You are his child. And knows God. So if you're not habitually loving, as he's prescribing here, you don't know him. You haven't, another writer says you haven't gotten to know him. But you don't know him. Because if you knew him, that would be what you would be up to. Verse 8. Whoever does not love habitually does not know God. Because God is love. Now that is not to say that the word love and God are interchangeable. But as to his nature, he's love. As to everything that he does, his justice, his sovereignty, his mercy, his long-suffering, all of the attributes we've been studying church-wide, as to how he deploys all of those and how he holds them together and how they interact with one another. He's love. It's all done from a motivation of love. This verse 9 is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that he might live through him, that we might live through him. He sent his Son to express his love, that we may grab hold of him by faith and live through him. Praise God. This is love, verse 10. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. So there is the goal of love is that you might love others, that you might love each other. The cause is that he sent his Son, and he wants us to grab hold of him by faith. He sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Now in the pagan, some forms of pagan worship, we have to somehow appease this God who will be throwing down or be approaching us with wrath. But in the true religion, Jesus, God himself, comes down in the form of his Son Jesus and takes on the wrath himself. As we briefly discussed last week, 1 Thessalonians 1:10 says that he's saving us from the wrath to come. So he has made a satisfactory gift of himself. So you and I come to know the Lord on the basis of justice satisfied. The wages of sin still are death. Someone died. A perfect sacrifice was made. Only perfect people are going to heaven. And guess what? You won't be ready. But you'll walk into heaven shrouded, wearing the merit and the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. Verse 11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another habitually. No one has ever seen God. Verse 12. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. You know, when my daughter mentioned the four-pack, Eric's just a little bit out of the four-pack. He's the older. He's the guy right before the four-pack. The four-pack were so dubbed because they were born in 1996, 98, 2000, 2002. So there seemed to be a pattern going on there. So I called them the four-pack. My father-in-law thinks he named them the four-pack, but I did. I just want credit for the few things that I did do down on earth. One of the things I was concerned with, they're going to Marquette, and I'm envisioning in my mind they're going to be together. Sometimes they have a bit of a combustible characteristic about them when they're together. I don't know if you are familiar with some interactions that can occur in sibling relationships. And so I'm worried about it. I'm even praying about it. I'm in here trying to study, and I'm thinking, man, I hope they're... And I'm in my mind, I'm envisioning them laughing and telling stories. And then in a fearful moment, I'm thinking, man, somebody said something wrong, and it blew up, and now they're arguing, and they're on the highway screaming at each other. Pastors aren't supposed to think like that, are they? So I thought, man, I had visions of it breaking badly. And so I'm thinking when I talk to them, when they've had a fracture, when there has been an incident, I'm thinking, you know, I loved you the way I was hoping later on you would love each other. I wasn't perfect, but I was patient with you. I was kind to you. You know, except for the few times I wasn't, but hoping that one day when I'm out of the way, were away or gone, that you would carry on this way, that you would love each other the way I love you. I think that's the argument here. God is making the appeal. He loved us first, therefore love each other. Nobody's seen God, he says. You haven't seen him. How say you that you love God whom you've not seen when you don't love each other, your neighbor who you have seen? If that be the case, you don't know me. The black and white apostle says. He doesn't run end runs. He goes 3 yards in a cloud of dust. He goes right at you. So that's my appeal to you. God's love is intended to compel a response from you. The response of love being given, being shown to others. So just upon being freshly reminded of that this morning, go now and love more freely. Go now and love more dearly. And go now and love more often. Will you? Amen. So just as a side note here, where's Lynn at? Is she here? Okay. One of their children had a car accident yesterday. Nobody's hurt. Car's totaled. So that's why Ron is not here. He's taking care of some details. But that also means he won't be coming up here to lead you in a song. And I thought, wouldn't it be kind of cool if we just got you back to the place where all the smell is coming from, the aroma. So we'll make it short for you today. Why don't you stand with me? And now as you go on your way, or back there, may Jesus go with you before you, to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, above you to watch over you, within you to give you his peace, and beside you to be your friend. Let's eat. God bless you. Maybe we'll pray here for the food too. Lord, just bless the time of food and fellowship, and cause us to love one another more frequently, more often. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, we they're coming. Well, we'll work.
Beat Dylan. Beat Dylan there.
Oh.
Right. Happy birthday.